created the universe, we know that there's not anything too hard for him. The book of Acts tells us that he made the heaven and the earth. He made the sea and all that is in the sea. He says over there in Acts in chapter number 4, verse number 24. In the course of an outlining the creative work of God, notice this brief statement. And there in verse number 16, the Bible says, and he made the stars also. Oh yeah, he says he created everything. And then he says, and by the way, he made the stars also. And God, just to kind of let you know that the Lord, there's not anything that the Lord cannot do. The Lord says, oh yeah, by the way, I made all the stars also. I just want y'all to know that. Amen. And somebody said, well, who made the stars? God said, well, I made everything. I made everything you can see. There's not anything out there you can't see I didn't make. It's all mine. It's my handiwork. It's mine. And that's just the way the Lord is. And is anything too hard for the Lord? In light of the passage that we've read, this seems like an absurd question, doesn't it? Is anything too hard for the Lord? I know sometimes you look at things around you and you wonder, oh Lord, is there any way out? I mean, is there anything, God, that I'm going to be able to do to get out of this situation? Let me say to you this morning, God says there's not anything too hard for me. I can do anything. Whatever it is, whatever you think about, God says I can do it. I can do it. And, I'm glad I serve a God like that. I'm glad that I'm on His side. Amen? Are you glad that you're on that side of the fence? Now, Jeremiah chapter number 32 says, oh, Lord God. He says, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power. And hast stretched thy arm, and there is nothing, he said, there is nothing too hard for thee. The answer is clear this morning. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. There's not anything that I can think of in my mind this morning. Here's the mind that I have this morning that I can think of that's too hard for the Lord. So let me present to you this morning considerations and thoughts this morning will be an encouragement maybe all of us today. First of all, I will say that God never made a promise that He couldn't keep. There's not a promise that God ever made in the Bible. There's not a promise God ever made that He cannot keep. God said, I'll come back for you someday. You can mark that down, brothers and sisters. God will come back for us someday. God said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. God said, I'll always be with you. Wherever you go, you can mark that down. He will. Amen. That's a promise. Amen. God said, I'll save them that call upon me. Amen. That's a promise. I promise you, there's not anything, there's not a promise that He ever made that He can't keep. A legally binding declaration gives a person to whom it is made the right to expect or to claim the performance or forbearance of a specific act. When God made a promise, we can expect Him to do or reaffirm and refrain from doing anything else other than what He said He would do. God said He would do some things, and you can mark that down. He will do them. Promises that God has made that we can claim. We can claim the presence of God. God said over there in the book of Hebrews, He said, I'll never leave thee. I'll never forsake thee. Are you glad this morning that there's a God in heaven that is bigger than anything you can possibly think of? I'm telling you, He's bigger than any problem you've got. He's bigger than any person that might be able to bother you. God said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you no matter where you go, whether it's in the bad times, whether it's in the good times. God said, I'll be right there with you. I promise you, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. You can bank on that. You can mark that down. Put it in your little bank book. Take it to the bank. Put it in the deposit box. It doesn't matter. God's Word said it. I believe it. Amen. God said He'd never leave us. His peace. Peace I lay with you, peace I give you. You know the world's always looking for peace. Amen. The world's always looking for peace. The world, there is no peace. There is no peace in the world today. I'm glad He said that He'd never leave us. I'm glad He said He'd always give us peace. God said He'd always give us comfort. In the book of John 14:27, He says, let your heart not be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You believe in God, believe also in me, He said. I'm glad that God and Jesus Christ is the same person. Amen. I'm glad there is no difference in them too. Amen. I'm glad they're the same. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. Hey, Jesus told us, that's what had those Pharisees all tore up over there. Boy, they just couldn't get over the fact that he was claiming that he was God. Amen. They called him a blasphemer. They called him by every name that you could put your tongue to. But the Lord stated the fact. He said, I and my Father are one. I'm glad this morning when I get a hold of Jesus Christ, I'm getting a hold of the Father. Amen. I'm glad this morning that whenever I talk to the Lord Jesus, I've got a direct line into the throne room of the Father. Amen. The one that spoke the worlds into existence.
Amen.
Aren't you this morning glad of that? God never made a promise that he could not keep. Is anything too hard for the Lord? God never encountered a problem that he could not solve. How many of you in here this morning say, well, I got a big problem. There's something going on in my life. Maybe there's something going on in your life nobody knows about. Maybe just you and the Lord. Maybe you and the Lord, maybe probably the devil might know about it. More likely he does. But let me tell you this morning, God said there's never been a problem that he could not solve. Whatever it is you're going through, God said that he could solve it. Someone has said when God's going to do something wonderful, he starts with a difficult thing. You can mark that down. When God's going to do something wonderful, miraculous in your life, hey, he starts out with a difficult thing. Why is that? To get the focus and the attention off of yourself. I'm telling you, there's going to be some things come up in your life, throughout this life, that you're not going to be able to do. You're not going to be able to solve. You're not going to be able to overcome it. And you say, why? Because God's in heaven. He wants you to know that he is the God. He is the one that can solve all the problems. God wants you to call on him. God wants you to holler. God wants you to talk to him. God wants you to call on him and trust him. God wants you to lay your problems at his feet and let him take care of them. This morning, that's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God that we love. That's the kind of God that loves us this morning. The God that can solve all the problems that we have in this life. Thank God this morning that God never encountered a problem that he could not solve. I want you to consider some problems God has solved. When he needed to get 2 million Jews away from pursuing Egyptians, what did he do? He parted the Red Seas. Amen. I can only imagine those Jews there coming up there to that vast ocean there. And Moses had let them out. And boy, let them out there. And they got there in the ocean. And they said, oh God, we're doomed. We're doomed. And they looked behind them. They seen the dust of the horses of the Egyptians getting ready to slaughter them. I'm telling you, Pharaoh's mad. He had vengeance in his mind. He was going to slaughter those Jews. But God said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I'm glad this morning that old Moses raised up. Amen. His staff. Amen. And he parted them waters. And God parted them waters. And the Jews went across. And the Bible says that they went across on dry land. God not only parted the waters, but he waited. He dried up the land for them. I'm telling you, that's the kind of God that we serve. He don't just do something a little bit. He does the whole thing.
Amen.
Amen. And boy, I tell you, when he needed to quench the thirst of the barren desert, he brought forth water out of the rock. When he needed to feed them, he sent manna. When he needed to convince a nation that Baal was a hoax, he was a real God. He sent fire from heaven. I'm telling you this morning, God will help you. There's never been a problem that he could not solve. Aren't you glad of that this morning? Well, I am this morning. I'm glad that I've never encountered a problem this morning that my God cannot solve. Let me say last of all this morning, there's never been a problem. There's never been a person that God cannot save.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. How many agree with that this morning?
Amen.
How many want to agree with that this morning? There's never been a person that God cannot save. I know some of you probably thinking, probably years ago, you thought, boy, there's no hope for Willie. He'll never get saved. Amen. He'll die and go to hell. And we pray and pray and pray and pray. And we pray and pray, but there's no hope for him. I know you probably thought that in your mind. And you might have thought that about my brother Roger. Maybe about his wife Irene. There might have been other people. Maybe in your family. You thought there's no hope for him. Hey, there may be someone right now in your family, in your home. You're thinking there's no hope for him. But let me say to you this morning, hey, God said, I'm saved. Let me say to you this morning, there's never been a person that God cannot save. I'm telling you this morning, we just got to trust in him. We got to keep praying. We got to keep pressing forward and putting our prayers up to the Lord and saying, God save him. Don't give up on him. Keep praying. Keep pressing on. And God will save him. That's all we can do. Let's keep praying for him. And God will bring him out.
Amen.
Save him to the uttermost.
Amen.
Aren't you glad of that this morning? I'm glad I got a God and I serve a God. Amen. I know sometimes I look at myself and I'm telling you, when I get closer to him, I'm telling you, I become more smaller. I become more littler, I guess, as you would say. I just become just a nothing. When I get closer, I get to God. The more I see him, the more I see me for what I really am. But I'm telling you this morning, let me say to you this morning, that if you're not saved this morning, let me say to you that you'll die and end up in the devil's hell. And I don't say that with anything but regret and remorse to you this morning. But I'm telling you this morning that if you're here this morning, and I'm telling you this morning, somebody had prayed for you, somebody had said a prayer for you, somebody had been on their knees for you, somebody had been begging and pleading to God, God save them, God don't let them go to hell, God keep them out of hell. I'm telling you, one day the Holy Ghost come by and convicted your heart, and you ask God to save you, and you'll get saved.
Amen.
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 He never met a person he could not save. Paul's personal testimony, he said the world's most wicked person has already been saved. You imagine what Paul said. Most wicked person has already been saved. If God had already saved the chief of sinners, then anybody could be saved. Paul said he was the chiefest of sinners. Paul said that if he was the chief, if he was the chief, where does that make you? Aren't you glad God saved you this morning?
Amen.
Aren't you glad this morning we're getting ready to baptize? Here in just a few minutes, we're getting ready to baptize three people. And probably a lot of prayers went up. Many, many prayers throughout the years went up for these three people.
Amen.
God said one day, God said, all right, it's time. Amen. God, the Holy Ghost convicted them, and they got saved to call out on him. Let me say to you this morning, don't have a doubt about your salvation this morning. You better make sure and you better know that you're saved.
Amen.
You better make sure and you better know. There ain't no doubt about it. There ain't no guessing about it. The Lord said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Amen. Let me say to you this morning that if you've never accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, boy, you better do it today.
Amen.
You better do it today. You better make a public profession today. You better make a public profession. These three people were baptized this morning. They're making a public profession this morning. Getting in this water never saved anybody. All it ever does is make you wet. Water will never save anybody. There's some people out there, they don't want to get baptized in a river where the water flows across them. They want to get baptized in a creek where the water... I'm telling you, that stuff don't make no difference, folks. I'm telling you, you can get baptized right here. You can get baptized in a swimming pool. You can get baptized in a creek. I don't care where you get baptized. That water ain't going to do nothing for you. That water ain't going to do nothing. I'm telling you, that's an Ethiopian eunuch. He asked Paul, Peter, he said, here at water, what doth hinder me to be baptized? He said, if thou believest, thou may be baptized.
Amen.
If you believe, you can be baptized. That's what he said. He said, I ain't going to put you in that if you believe, son. Let me say to you this morning, folks. You folks are getting baptized this morning. What this is, a testimony to the world out there of what you've done. You've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. That's all baptism is. It's an ordinance of the church. It is a testimony. It is confession made. Be baptized. That you got saved. Amen. God never met a person that he could not save. What about us this morning? The devil wants us to believe that it can't be done. The devil wants you to believe. The devil wanted you to believe for years and it could not be done. He wants us to stay enslaved to sin. He wants to set us free. Peter tells us that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Look at the thief on the cross this morning. The only thing that made him different from the other thief was he placed his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the only difference. The only difference in them two thieves is one placed his faith in the Lord and the other one didn't. He placed his faith there. That's what makes a difference in anyone's life this morning, is the faith that you have in the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, if you're without Christ today, you can be saved. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. But with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Let me ask you this morning, is anything too hard for the Lord? I never have known anything ever that's too hard for the Lord. I've seen people get sick and I got a friend of mine, Brother Timmy Hargrave down in North Carolina. Life of sin for years and years and years. He's a preacher now, been a preacher for many, many years, over 30-some years. The life of sin that he lived before that, he got into all kinds of wickedness and all kinds of men and drugs and stuff. And he messed his liver up. And he went to the doctor, and the doctor told him, he said, you've got 6 months to live. Get your house in order. There's no way you can survive. And you can imagine hearing that devastating news, what that's all about. And Timmy probably has told us here before, he went home and he told his family and stuff. And he started praying and he started begging the Lord and pleading the Lord, Lord, just tell me, give me some more time, Lord. Just give me some more time. Just tell me, God, heal me if you can. Heal me if you will. And boy, I tell you what, the Lord intervened. The Lord intervened. He went back to the doctor. Nothing was there. The doctor said, it's a miracle. I can't believe it. He said, there's not anything wrong with your liver. It's like you got a new liver. Hey, you know, let me tell you something, folks. That only happens when God gets involved. That only happens when God intervenes. God can do anything. Amen. There's not anything God can't do. You just got to pray and trust and beg and plead. Lord, help me. That's what God wants. You know what God wants you to do today? He wants you to talk to him. God wants you to throw away that pride, and God wants you to ask him for help. You know why a lot of people never get any help, Brother Rodney? It's because they never ask for it. Amen. That's right. That's why, you know why a lot of times you lose your way sometimes and you run around the city sometimes and you don't know where you're at. It's because you got too much pride to come over and ask somebody for directions.
Amen.
We need to start humbling ourselves and saying, Lord, I need help. I need help today. I don't need help tomorrow. I don't need help next week. I need it right now. Humble yourself before the Lord. I've never seen a person he could not save.
Amen.
God never made a promise he couldn't keep. He never encountered a problem he couldn't solve. He never met a person he couldn't save.
Amen.
What you'll need today. I know you got some. They're not a person in here who don't have a need. Each and every one of you, I know everybody has a need. You know what? I'm telling you this morning, God can take care of you.
Yeah.
He can do it. A little word of encouragement this morning for you. Is anything too hard for the Lord? No. He can do it. If you trust him. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Yeah.